In Texas, the fight over voting rights continues. Republican Governor Greg Abbott has threatened to withhold pay from the state legislature after Democrats walked out during a vote on Sunday in protest of a bill that would place restrictions on voting. On Morning Edition, Republican Texas State Representative Travis Clardy defended the bill, saying Texas is not trying to change its election rules based on former President Trump's lie that the election was stolen.
This is a preventative measure for us. We do have and heard testimony throughout our session of problems of voter irregularities, of voter fraud, of cases currently being investigated. It is an issue. It is a real thing. But I think it's our job to make sure that doesn't blossom into a problem that disturbs one of the underpinnings of our democracy, and that is confidence in our elections.
Let's bring in Ashley Lopez. She's senior reporter for KUT in Austin, and she's been covering this. And Ashley, is there any evidence behind what Republican State Representative Travis Clardy is saying, that there's been voting irregularities in Texas that warrant new election rules in the state?
Yeah, I find what he said really interesting, because actually in the first few weeks of the legislative session, which started earlier this year, state election officials, which are the folks that oversee elections in Texas, told lawmakers like Clardy explicitly that the 2020 election in Texas was both safe and secure. They said they found no large-scale problems with how elections are being run by local officials in the state. And I got to say, even when the governor first announced that he would ask lawmakers to pass bills that would make elections more secure in Texas, when asked, he said he couldn't identify any evidence of actual voter fraud in the state. So I think when Clardy says that this is like mostly preventative, the subtext here is that they were seeking out laws to fix a problem that could exist, but currently don't.
Let's break this down a little bit more. The bill, Senate Bill 7, had been going through a lot of changes since it was first introduced earlier this year. Yeah. Democratic State Representative Rafael Anchia actually told us yesterday on the show that Democrats walked out because there was additional language added on Saturday night without discussion. Governor Abbott said the bill will now be added to a special session. What are some of the key items of note in this bill, and how dramatically could it change going forward?
Well, it's important to point out this starts anew. And I will say early on, the governor and lawmakers said they really sought to address some efforts, particularly in the Houston area during the 2020 election, that made voting more accessible and safe during the pandemic. So like 24-hour voting centers and drive-through voting, those were things originally that Republicans wanted to outlaw. And those happened to be forms of voting, by the way, that were used predominantly by voters of color. And I feel like that's important to note. So I imagine those kind of things are going to be a starting point for the legislation because they were the most important things that were first brought up. But, you know, this legislative session that just ended was all over. Well, the process that this went through was all over the place. So many things were added, many were subtracted and then added out of nowhere again. And it's hard to imagine what other provisions are going to come up again or what new things we might see coming this time around. I mean, it's really hard to tell.
You know, I have just about 30 seconds with you. How does this political tension in Texas illustrate possibly the sentiment of Texas residents? What's the reaction to all of this?
Well, you know, Texans that I have talked to said they wished that a lot more focus of the legislative session was on coming out of the pandemic and that power grid issue that we faced, you know, early on in the year. So I think a lot these, you know, preventative and more like culture issues that are bringing up and just, you know, sort of red meat for the Republican base have frustrated some Texans is what I'm hearing.
Ashley Lopez, a senior reporter for KUT. Thank you so much.
Thank you.